Recently, my wife and I attended a special choir concert at our church. We hoped to get a seat that would enable us to see everything as well as hear the performance. We located a couple of seats in the balcony and settled in for a 15-minute wait until the concert began. Right behind us sat two young men, deeply engaged in a conversation we couldn't help but overhear. They were discussing the single women, or chicks, as they called them, in their Sunday school class. It was a large class, which made it a greater pool of chicks to choose from. There was no mention of the quality of the class teaching, no mention of the worthwhile class projects, just the availability of chicks. And it turned out these two had less than honorable interest in the young women they spoke about. Their motives were unholy. All of this, despite the fact that the Bible places a strong emphasis on God's people living holy lives. The Amplified Version of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 17 reads, "Live as children of obedience to God. Do not conform yourselves to the evil desires that governed you in your former ignorance, when you did not know the requirements of the gospel. But as the one who has called you is holy, you yourselves also be holy in all your conduct and manner of living. For it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" Now, what is a holy life, anyway? A holy life is one that is surrendered to Jesus Christ, controlled by Jesus Christ, and aimed at pleasing Him. We could say it's the two young men behind us choosing to look at the women in their class as sisters in Christ rather than a pool of chicks. A holy life boils down to obedience to the Word and the will of God. It would be a monstrous thing for those of us who have declared ourselves on the side of righteousness to live lives that deny that declaration. Friend, take stock. Are you surrendered to Christ, seeking to please Him in all that you do? He calls you and me to a life of holiness. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.